Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming poverty and lack of prosperity in your life. God wants you to prosper. The Bible says that He desires, it is His will for you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. And we've been talking about causes of a curse of poverty and the principles that are going to bring forth the prosperity of God. Prosperity means to have a good journey. God wants you to have a good journey in this life. He wants you to prosper in everything that you do. Prosper spiritually when you're born again, you receive the Holy Spirit, and you're doing the Word. You prosper mentally and emotionally, and when you're having your mind renewed to the truth and you're healed and restored, you prosper physically as you're being healed in your physical body. You prosper socially when you're having good relationships with people. And God wants you to prosper financially so that you are seeing the blessings of God and all of your needs met, having all sufficiency and may be able to abound to every good work. We talked about the fact that if we don't seek God, it will bring poverty upon us. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. If you'll seek the Lord, you won't want for any good thing. Not obeying the Word will bring poverty. If they would hearken to the commandments of the Lord, the Bible says they'd have peace and prosperity as a river. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land, you'll prosper. But if you refuse and rebel, you do not obey the Word, then it will affect your prosperity and it will bring poverty upon you across the board in your life. If you refuse instruction, if you don't hearken unto His voice, then that's going to bring poverty upon you. If you're not a giver of tithes and offerings, remember the tithe is the first tenth. It belongs to the Lord. It is holy to Him. And you are to pay tithes, and then you give of offerings beyond that. The tithe is on the gross. You give offerings over and above that. And then God's going to multiply the seed sown. And He will look down from His holy habitation. Remember there, whom is witness that He liveth, receiveth our tithes and offerings. That's Jesus in heaven is receiving it in the Spirit when you give. And then He will put that before the Father, and we will worship together with Him. And then the Father looks down from His holy habitation and pours out His blessings upon us. Our prosperity will come forth. He will open the windows of heaven. He will pour out blessings upon you. He will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and your fruit will come to pass in its season. Also, if you withhold from the poor, it's going to bring a curse of poverty. Proverbs 28:27, He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. We want to be sure that we give to the poor. In Psalms 41:1, blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Remember that when you're giving to the poor, Proverbs 19:17 says, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given will he pay him again. You're essentially lending to the Lord, and God will give it back unto you. We also talked about greed and covetousness. The Bible says we should take heed and beware of covetousness. That's idolatry. A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. The things that we have here that are available for us in this earth are to be used for us to live according to God's ways and to prosper in the things that He wants us to do and to be a good steward over what He's given us. And we're going to use whatever He gives us, not only just simply to take care of our family, but also to use it for the gospel's sake and to give out to people and minister to people's needs. You don't try to just consume everything on yourself or have the abundance of things which you possess. The real riches come from the things of the Lord that are operative in your life. The love of money is another thing that brings poverty. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Don't covet after it, otherwise you'll err from the faith. There's nothing wrong with money. It's the love of money. It's the attitude you have. God wants you to prosper. Many people He will bring into a financial ministry as He brings the finances into you so that you can be used for the Lord to prosper and to put forth the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the love of money, of course, is a wrong attitude. You are worshiping money. You are looking at that as your source, and it becomes an idol in your life. Don't ever let money be an idol in your life. And you can have the love of money whether you got a lot or whether you don't have hardly any. It's all the attitude that you have toward it. Look to the Lord. Trust in Him. He's going to be meeting all of your needs. The Bible says, charge those that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, but and not trust in uncertain riches. What are you supposed to trust in? You're supposed to trust in the living God. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. Understand that last statement. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. He wants you to be blessed. God will give you all things to enjoy. If you're a steward before God, just be sure that you're not coveting after things. Be sure you're not trusting in those uncertain riches. Be sure you're trusting in the Lord and you're willing to distribute or give whatever God gives you. He may give you something and have you turn around and give it to someone else. Be available to do whatever God tells you to do. We also talked about if we serve riches, it is going to bring poverty. A person who makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. He that hastes to be rich, he has an evil eye, and he does not consider the fact that poverty is going to come upon him. Better is the poor that walks in his uprightness than he that's perverse in his ways, though he be rich. God is looking at your heart and the ways that you're walking, and walk uprightly in the ways of the Lord. We also talked about laziness. If you're lazy, if you're a sluggard, then you're going to come to poverty. The Bible says in Proverbs 24, verse 30, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, and covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. If you're lazy, you're going to come to the place of poverty. Now, another important area is the area of your mouth. You need to learn to speak forth what God wants you to speak forth. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 13, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is a strong city, but the destruction of the poor is their poverty. We've got to learn to speak forth what God wants us to speak forth, because as we speak forth in prayer, we're going to release the promises of God to come to pass in our life. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:21, the lips of the righteous feed many, because you're going to pray. You're going to pray the prosperity of God, not only into your life, but into others. And you're going to be able to give out because God is going to prosper you. So your mouth is important, because with your mouth, you're going to speak and pray in the finances to be able to give out to those that are lacking or that are poor. Also, another area where it will bring poverty is drunkard and gluttony. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23:21, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty. God wants you to put away all alcohol. Don't drink anything. It is going to bring curses upon you, and especially the drunkard and the glutton is going to come to poverty. If you have problems with addictive compulsive areas in your life, whatever it might be, alcohol, gluttony, nicotine, any kind of problems, it is sapping your finances, and it is bringing a spirit of poverty upon you. You need to overcome those areas and be self-controlled. The answer is temperance, self-control, so that you are governing the flesh and you are being not giving place to the devil and letting those spirits of gluttony or drunkenness and alcohol and addictive compulsive strongholds be upon you. You need to put that away and overcome it, because that is bringing poverty upon you. Numbers chapter 14, verse 18, the Bible says, the Lord's long-suffering of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. What does this have to do with poverty? It has a lot, because the Bible says that the iniquity of the fathers can be visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. These are inherited generational curses coming from the iniquity of your forefathers back three and four generations. And you can have poverty spirits, loss of prosperity spirits that are coming down the inheritance line because of the iniquity of your forefathers, and you are seeing it manifest in your life. Think about the problems that you might have areas where maybe you're having poverty or loss of prosperity in your life? Is it in your inheritance line as well? If you see these things coming right down the inheritance line, grandparents and your parents, and then here you're dealing with the same situation, then you know that that is an inherited generational curse that is enforced by demonic spirits that come in at the time of conception, and these spirits will work in your life throughout your life from time to time to cause these problems to continually come upon you. And you've got to realize that this is a very important area for you to break. That's why you need deliverance from the spirits of poverty or loss of prosperity that have come from the inheritance line. We've got to be sure that we're not letting the enemy have place in that area. And this is where it's important to break these curses. Another thing that's important is we've got to learn to be one who's going to work. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." That's a straightforward promise. If he does not work, he's not going to eat, for we hear that there are some that walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by the Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Then in 1 Timothy 5:8 it says, "If any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." God wants you to work. If you are able to work, you should be out there working. If not, the Bible says, neither should he eat. You know, people that are poor and disadvantaged that cannot work, they need to be ministered to and they need to be given to as they're not able to provide for themselves. But people that can work, that are too lazy to work, the Bible says they should not eat. Otherwise, you don't even give to them just to feed their laziness. Instead, you command them to get up and start to work. I'll tell you, everybody needs to be responsible, and if people who are able to work would get up and work and do what God wants them to do, then they would be providing for themselves and for their family. We've got to break the curses of poverty in our life. We've got to do the principles of what God's Word says, and then His prosperity will come forth in your life. Do these things, and you're going to see God's prosperity come forth in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.